listener.
What can I say, Dan? I've said it all. I'm retired.
Shut up. Cunt. You louse. You've got some fucking neck, ain't you? Retired. Fuck off. You're revolting. Look at your fucking suntan. Like leather. Like a leather man. Your skin. You can make a fucking suitcase out of you. Old all. Look like a crocodile. Fat crocodile, fat. You look like Idi Amin, you know what I mean? State of you. Should be ashamed of yourself. Who do you think you are? Give me the castle. Cock of the wall. What, you think this is the Wheel of Fortune? You think you just make your damn fuck off? Leave the table. Thanks, Don. See you, Don, off to sunny Spain now. Don, fuck off, Don. Don, you pull like a fat blob at me. Do you think I'm gonna have that? Do you really think I'm gonna have that, you ponce?
No, not this fucking time, no fucking way, no fucking way.
Loves rainwater like a leopard loves it.
D. I love you like a rose loves rainwater, like a leopard loves its partner in the jungle, like... I don't know what like I love you.
WMFO Medford.
The
gentlemen, you're all cunt.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a big television.
You're a quiet, sensitive type. A little bit crazy, a little bit bad. But hey, don't us girls just love that?
Hey, choose washing machines, cars. Choose DIY and wondering who the f*** you are on a Sunday morning.
Mr. Murphy, you lied on your application.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Only to get my foot in the door.
What exactly attracts you to the leisure industry?
And a work. Pleasure. Like, more pleasure than other people's leisure.
Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a three-piece suite on hire purchase and a range of fabrics.
Well, he's always been lacking in moral fibre.
He knows a lot about Sean Connery.
Do you see the beast? Have you got it in your sights?
Clear enough, Mitch Money Penny.
Choose sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing junk food into your mouth.
Come on!
Yeah! Yeah, the guy's a psycho. He's a mate and also. What can you do?
What are you two talking about?
Football! What are you talking about?
Shopping!
Choose your friends. Choose your future. Choose life.
What are you waiting for?
This is not natural, man.
It's a great outdoors.
Flick number 4 from 1996. It's Train Spotting. Let's watch this with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m.
Boy, your head chemicals. Boy.
right. Trainspotting. The worst toilet in Scotland, possibly one of the most revolting things seen on film. Of course, until Slumdog Millionaire, where Danny Boyle, the director, decides to do it all again, except in India instead of Scotland this time. Trainspotting from 1996. I remember my friends talking about this. I was visiting them down New York City. And they're like, you have to see this movie. And I saw it and I was just like, what is this? It was so all over the place. And, you know, it basically has a bunch of heroin addicts as the main stars. And you like them and you hate them and it brings you on a ride. It's an hour and 34 minutes. Got a lot of swears in it. It's rated R. It's a drama. It's also got some funny moments. It's got some pretty horrifying moments in it, including the toilet scene, as well as a point with a baby who is crawling on the ceiling in a very crazy heroin overdose scene. It stars Ewan McGregor, as well as Ewan Bremmer, Johnny Lee Miller, the girl from Boardwalk Empire, Kelly McDonald, is in it. Robert Carlyle's in it, playing the crazy Bigby in it. It's a great little movie. It's worth seeing if you haven't seen it before. It's one of my five flicks today, and it's got a pretty cool soundtrack, too. It's got Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, and in the background here, Underworld, with Born Slippy, which is one of the main themes. And it also spawned a second movie, as well as a second soundtrack to the first movie. And another soundtrack for, of course, the sequel. But it's Trainspotting from 1996. And it did relatively well at the box office. The budget was £1.5 million, and it made £48 million, which is about $72 million here in the U.S. It's ranked 10th by the British Film Institute in its list of top 100 British films of the 20th century. It's got a pretty high ranking on IMDb, 8.2 out of 10. And Renton, who is Ewan McGregor, is deeply immersed in the Edinburgh drug scene, tries to clean it up and get out despite the allure of drugs and the influence of his friends. And I haven't seen the sequel yet. I want to, but I still haven't gotten a chance to see it. But the first movie's pretty great. I heard that the second one did relatively well as well for a sequel. At least the people that enjoyed Trainspotting enjoyed the sequel. I'll have to check it out. I haven't been able to pick it up or see it anywhere yet. I haven't been able to find it other than in Walmart. And I don't know if I want to pay $30 for a DVD anymore. Does anybody do that anymore? Buy it, rent it, skip it, or see it, rent it, skip it. I'm going to do that in a few minutes after one more. I'm going to do my five flicks today. I got one more coming up for you after Trainspotting. And then I'm going to talk about the box office for the weekend. Do that on Watch This. I usually do a quiz. I'm going to pass on the quiz today for sake of time. And I'm going to talk a little bit about 13 Reasons Why and my Streaming Now moment, which I haven't done in a number of weeks, which is basically what's out there on Netflix as well as Amazon Prime and some other streaming services, and tell you a little bit about something that you could binge watch. And today it's going to be 13 Reasons Why. So let's listen to more from Trainspotting. Great little movie. Great soundtrack. Check it out. I'm going to play some of the soundtrack and be back in a moment with the fifth flick. It's Chris Earle. Watch This. Here with you till 7 p.m.
It gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. Perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. You're going to
tell you a little trivia of Train Spawning. It's my flick number 4 today on my 5 flicks. We play the soundtrack, we talk a little bit about the movies. Ewan McGregor studying for the role, read books about crack and heroin to prepare. He went to Glasgow and met people from the recovery group, Carlton Athletic, an organization of recovering heroin addicts. He was taught how to cook up heroin with a spoon using a glucose powder. And McGregor considered injecting heroin to better understand the character, but eventually decided against it. That's probably a good idea, Ewan, because otherwise he probably would have became a heroin addict and not one of the most respected actors that we have working today. This was pretty much his movie. Shallow Grave was before it, also a great, great movie. Although it looks very off-putting, the feces in the world... And the worst toilet in Scotland seed was actually made from chocolate, and the actor said it smelled quite pleasant. Kelly MacDonald, who was also in Boardwalk Empire, got the part when production crew were handing out flyers across Glasgow for anyone eager to audition. When Danny Boyle laid eyes on her with her plain hairdo in a corridor surrounded by the glamorous girls, he knew that she was the one. He wanted somebody who was unknown, and no one would guess a 19-year-old playing was a schoolgirl. So McDonald still has the promotional flyer at home for when she got her first job. For the close-up shots of Ewan McGregor injecting himself with heroin, a prosthetic arm was constructed by the makeup department, complete with pulsing veins, smack tracks, and small pockets of blood that would appear when the skin was punctured by a hypodermic needle. This is a really tough one to watch. This and another real tough one to watch, Requiem for a Dream. It's not for the faint of heart. There's a lot of moments where you want to look away in this movie. But it is a great movie, and it's caught between being a poster child for heroin abuse as well as the glamour of heroin abuse, and you get to see an idea of why people actually get addicted to it. It's a great little movie, and it's worth checking out. And I think it's pretty cool that Danny Boyle got them all together to do another movie, years and years later. It came out last year, T2 Trainspotting. I'll leave you with Icky Pop, and then we'll go on to number 5.
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Now listen.
We're taking the Battle of the Bands seriously this year.
Good, because I need the money.
You're out.
You know what? I'm going to form my own band, and we are going to start a revolution. Come on, man. One show, $20,000 prize. I mean, don't you miss rocking out?
Maybe it's time to give up those dreams. I did, and things are going really great for me.
Temping.
I'm not a temp. I'm a sub, and soon I'll be a certified teacher.
Mr. Schneebly?
I'm the principal here at Horace Green Prep, and we need somebody to start immediately.
So how much are we talking here?
$6.50 a week.
Hello, this is Ned Schneebly.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce Mr. Schneebly.
All right, look, I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
I heard you in music class. You guys can really play.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
I think it's time we started our new class project.
Rock band.
Can we tell our parents?
No!
Lead guitar, Zach Attack. On bass, Posh Spice. Keyboards, Mr. Cool. Drums, Spazzy McGee.
You three, groupies.
So who do you like?
Christina Aguilera.
No.
Puff Daddy.
Wrong.
Liza Minnelli.
No! What are they teaching this place?
We have a red alert. It's Mullen.
To your positions!
E equals MC squared.
Oh.
If from now on you could just stick to the curriculum.
Is she always like that?
Except for the time she got drunk.
She did a Stevie Nicks impersonation.
I love this song. Stevie Nicks.
You know what? I would love to take the kids to a concert.
But you guys have a policy about field trips.
Maybe we can make an exception.
Yes.
Ooh, baby. Ooh.
Paramount Pictures presents...
I don't think I can sing. They're gonna laugh at me.
You've got something everybody wants. You've got talent.
The story of a man who gave a class the power to break the rules.
Who are they?
They're my band. I know they're kids, but they're awesome. Just listen.
And the inspiration...
I pledge allegiance to the band.
To rock.
And if you wanna be a teacher...
Jack Black. The School of Rock.
I can sing.
All right, Summer, belt it.
Memory all alone in the moonlight.
Stop. Okay, good. All right.
Now listen, you guys, you know what? Normal kids would have been stoked to slack off, but not you guys, because you're not normal. You're special. And because I think you guys have the right attitude, I think it's time we started our new class project.
A science project?
No, it's called Rock Band.
Is this a school project?
Yes, and it's a requirement. And it may sound easy, but nothing could be harder. It will test your head and your mind and your brain, too.
Will other schools be competing?
You could say that.
Drive our ships to new land.
you want to get rid of me? Why, because I'm old? You hate teachers? Is that what you're about?
No.
Okay, well, teachers like to play too. And not only am I going to play, I'm El Capitano! And what I say goes, so put your hands over your hearts. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
To the band.
Of Mr. Schneebly.
Of Mr. Schneebly.
And will not fight him.
And will not fight him.
For creative control.
For creative control.
And will defer to him on all issues related to the musical direction of the band. Let's get rocking!
Yeah! All right, flick number five is from 2003, directed by Richard Linklater. It is The School of Rock, starring Jack Black. Became a huge hit. Budget $35 million, box office $131 million, and then it became a play on Broadway. And it's still jumping around. Became a television adaptation, musical adaptation on Broadway. It was the highest grossing musical themed comedy of all time until 2015 when Pitch Perfect 2 took over. Jack Black, Joan Cusack, Mike White, Sarah Silverman. And a whole bunch of great kids. Jack Black plays struggling rock guitarist Dewey Finn. He's kicked out of his band, and he needs some money, so he decides to disguise himself as a substitute teacher. And then he teaches the kids how to play rock and roll. It's a fun little movie, and it's a sweet little movie. I thought I'd have a sweet one in there today. It is rated PG. It was distributed by Paramount Pictures. Runs 109 minutes and was released October 3rd, 2003. And Jack Black is great. I mean, this was a starring lead for him. And he does a pretty good job in it. I like this movie a lot. I think this and Pirate Radio are the two movies where I probably could have played the lead. Because I love rock music so much, as well as kids. I like to teach kids rock and roll and then play with them. It's pretty cool. So anyway, School of Rock. We'll talk about this for a couple of minutes here. We'll play some more songs from this. And then we will do See It, Rent It, Skip It here on Watch This on WMFO in Medford.
I was this close to getting a chair on the Polish Philharmonic, and I nailed the audition, but I didn't get it. Guess who did? Yo-Yo Ma's cousin, little nepotiz. But anyway, I just decided to give up on myself and become a teacher because those that can't do, teach. And those that can't teach, teach gym.
I'm just joshing.
Hey, Mr. Schneebly.
Hey, Zach.
Just wanted to say, that was a really cool lesson today.
Oh, thanks, dude. I'll see you back in class.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit more about School of Rock from 2003. It has a great, great soundtrack. Not only does he teach the kids how to play rock and roll, of course, he does a history of rock and roll. He sends them home with albums like AC/DC and Yes and The Clash and The Doors and The Who. It's got a great soundtrack. David Bowie's on there, Stevie Nicks, T-Rex, Black Keys in the background here. Metallica is on there. AC/DC, they do a cover at the end. And the band themselves, Jack Black and the kids, ended up performing for the album, as well as 10 years later. They did a 10-year reunion in Texas with the director, Richard Linklater. And I like this guy. He really likes his films. He really likes film. I mean, he did Boyhood. He did Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight. All great. Slacker, Dazed and Confused, of course, which I had on the show a few weeks ago. He always puts together good soundtracks. He always puts together at least an interesting movie. And I think this is a really sweet movie, and it's fun. And I think Jack Black is fantastic in it, as well as everybody else. And Joan Cusack playing the principal, she's excellent as well. Let's listen to a little bit more School Rock. Possible sequel. It's been talked about. And there's also been an adaptation for Nickelodeon, I guess. But there's a possible sequel with Jack Black and a bunch of others in the works. He said, you never know, might happen. But he wanted to go across America. School of Rock 2, America Rocks, they were going to call it, with Finn leading a group of summer school students on a cross-country field trip that delves into the history of rock and roll. Fun little movie. It's got good rating on IMDb, a 7.1. Jack Black thought of all the nicknames for the kids. And I guess Zeppelin, they're notorious for not allowing their music in movies or on soundtracks. And Jack Black filmed himself pleading to Led Zeppelin in front of 1,000 fans at a show. And they mailed it to Led Zeppelin. And then they allowed them to use the Immigrant Song in the film, which is kind of cool. School of Rock. Watch this till 7. You're gonna look fine. You're primed for dancing. You're gonna trip and glide out on a trampoline plane. Your diamond hands will be stacked with roses and wind and cars and people of the past. I'll call you thin just when the moon sings and place your face in stone upon a star and grip to the arms of the changeless madman. We'll dance our lives away in the boardrooms of Mars. You talk about day, I'm talking about nighttime. When monsters call out the names of men, Bob Dylan knows, and I bet Adam Free did. There are things at night that are better not to behold. You dance with your lizard leather boots on and pull the strings that change the faces of men. You diamond-browed hag, you are gotta come gangster.
John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen him.
Rock!
Talking about nighttime, when monsters call out the names of men. Bob Dylan knows, and I bet Adam Free did. There are things in night that are better not to behold. You dogs, your lizard leather boots on, pull the strings that chill the faces of men. You diamond-browed hag, you a gutter-gone gangster. John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen you.
Talk about what's streaming now on Netflix. It's an original series called 13 Reasons Why. It's actually got two seasons out. It's a teen drama developed for Netflix by a guy named Brian Yorkey, based on the 2007 novel 13th Reasons Why by a guy named Jay Asher. It revolves around a girl who's left a bunch of tapes after she's committed suicide, 17-year-old high school student. Clay Jensen, who's still alive, and his deceased female friend, Hannah Baker. She's committed suicide after failing to cope with the culture gossip and lack of support from her friends and her school. So a box of cassette tapes recorded by Hannah that detail the 13 reasons why she ended her life are sent around the school. And I just finished season two. Season one and two are out there on Netflix. I think it's worth seeing. I think there's a lot to discuss about this. I think it's important to talk about teen suicide. I also think it's important to talk about bullying in school, but it does go a little extreme in some areas, and there's a few things that happen with characters that I'm not particularly a fan of in season two. Season one is pretty good. Some episodes are better than others. It does make the characters unlikable at times. Almost every character in it is unlikable at times, and some of it's a little bit far-fetched, but it is a good series to watch, and I think you should check it out. It is 13 Reasons Why. It's on Netflix. It's something that's streaming now, and I haven't really talked about what's streaming now on television, but if you're looking for something to watch in the summer, I think it's worth checking out. Not going to tell you any more than that. I'm going to play a little bit more from 13 Reasons Why, just a song in the background here, and then I'm going to move on. But check that one out. That's what's streaming now this week on Watch This with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford.
Talk.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's do Seed, Rent It, Skip It. Derek and Shay are coming up with the big picture. The top 10 box office movies of the week. Coming in at number 10, Won't You Be My Neighbor, starring Fred Rogers. It's got an 8.7 out of 10. It's being widely publicized as one of the best documentaries of the year. It's a biography about Mr. Rogers, an exploration of his life, lessons, and legacy of iconic children's television host and his show. I'm going for a see it on this one. I don't know when I'm going to see it, but I'm planning to see it sometime this week. So that's my number 10. Number 9 for the week is Avengers Infinity War. I don't even know where this is playing, but it is still out there at number 9. It's got an 8.8 out of 10. For those of you who don't know and have been living in a cave, the Avengers and their allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. And as I've said in the past, it's worth seeing. If you haven't seen the other movies, though, you probably want to see them first, but you can skip probably one or two and still enjoy it. At number 8 is Superfly. With retirement on his mind, successful young drug dealer sets up one last big job while dealing with his trigger-happy colleagues and the police. It's a remake of Superfly. I'm going to skip it on this one. Number 7 this week is a movie that's a horror movie called Hereditary. Looked kind of interesting. I always like it when people burst into flame in a movie. 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb. After the family matriarch passes away, a grieving family is haunted by tragic and disturbing occurrences and begin to unravel their dark secrets. I don't think I'm going to see this one. I think I'm going to maybe rent it. I'm going to wait for this one to show up on the streaming channels or maybe even the Redbox. Number 6 on the list is Solo, A Star Wars Story. Talked about it in the past. Wasn't a fan of this one. I'm going to skip it, even though I did see it. If you haven't seen it, you're a Star Wars fan. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, it's not worth saying. Skip it. Number 5 is Deadpool. Number 2... haven't seen it yet, but I'm hoping to see this one this week as well. Deadpool number 2, of course, starring Ryan Reynolds, and it's got an 8.1 out of 10. Foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool, brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy with supernatural abilities from the brutal time-traveling cyborg Cable. Looks like a great movie. Heard good things about it. I'm going to see this one in the theater. Number 4 on the list is a movie called Tag. It's a comedy. It made $8.3 million over the weekend. Its gross is $30.4 million after 2 weeks. Based on a true story, a small group of former classmates organize an elaborate annual game of tag that requires some to travel all over the country. It's got a 7.0 out of 10. I'm not going to see this one in the theaters, but I think I will rent it when it comes out and watch it on the streaming services. At number 3 is Ocean's 8, $11.5 million over the weekend. It's got $100 million gross after 3 weeks, starring Sandra Bullock, as well as a number of actresses in the movie. Ocean's 8 is a spin-off of the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 movies from years ago, and from many, many years ago before that. Debbie Ocean gathers an all-female crew to attempt an impossible heist at New York's Met Gala. I'm going to skip it on this one. I don't want to rent it. I'm all Ocean's out. I don't need any more of these movies. Number 2 is The Incredibles 2. which is a big see it for me. It's got an 8.3 out of 10. I love the first Incredibles movie. Of course, all these sequels come up and you feel like you have to go and watch the other ones before going in to see the other one. And then you have to set up some time to do that beforehand. So hopefully I'll be able to check out the Incredibles within the next couple of weeks so I can go in and enjoy the Incredibles 2 a little bit more. But it's got a great score on here. Heard some good things about it. And the return of Craig T. Nelson and Holly Hunter and the rest of the cast. I'm a big see it on anything from Pixar, really. The Incredibles 2 is now out there. And, of course, this week at number one and in the background playing for the last few minutes, it's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom at $148 million after the first weekend. And I'm a see it on this one, but I'm almost at a rent it. Because, I don't know, do you need to watch all four other movies before this one? I don't know. But I enjoyed Jurassic World. I thought it was pretty good. So Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I'm still going to check it out. It's got a 6.6 out of 10. Heard some complaints about it. But maybe I can go to the drive-in and then catch two or three movies at once and get these out of the way this week. I'll let you know next week, though. Coming up is The Big Picture on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts with Shay Spillane and Derek Gary. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Watch This on WMFO here in Medford. I'm here with you every Wednesday nights from 5 to 7, and I also do Mondays from 4 to 6 and Fridays from 2 to 5 throughout the summer with an 80s and a 70s theme. And I also relaunched The Return of Time Travel this week, so that may pop in from time to time the rest of the summer. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everybody. Stick around for The Big Picture on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. I hope you're enjoying your summer. Have a good night, time travelers. I'm going to leave you with The Doors from School of Rock.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky. For you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made?